To tell us more about this, though, is the expert on this matter, Marian Shikwenya. She's the head of Limang Agricultural Services, set up under AFGRI to help take farmers to the next level of their commercial success. Marian, a great pleasure to have you with us, and thank you so much for joining us, even on Workers' Day.
Thank you, Gugu, for having me, and hello to your listeners.
It's certainly a great pleasure to always speak to you. Whenever I engage with you, I always get a sense of excitement with regard to agriculture as well as farming, because so often it's one of those sectors that gets forgotten about, right? Despite the fact that we eat a meal every day, we have something to drink, which most likely has started from a farm gate in South Africa. But before we get into the various nuances and developments, what's the current landscape like regarding agriculture and farming in South Africa at the moment, especially given the fact that we do come from a bleak 2018? The first quarter of 2019 has served us well, but are we really gaining ground with regard to the prospects that we want for black farmers in South Africa?
Thank you so much, Gugu. Look, there is a lot of opportunity in agriculture, and like you say, we'll come back to that. In terms of the landscape, I mean, we are coming from a very difficult time in agriculture, but the third production forecasts have come out, and it's looking really positive. I mean, we are looking at forecasts that have gone up tremendously compared to the last season. So I think it's stabilizing, it's looking better. So if we look at the state of agriculture currently, particularly commercial agriculture, it is really looking much better, and there is a more positive outcome. Mm-hmm.
Indeed, a more positive outcome, and that speaks directly to why Limang Agricultural Services was set up. Give us an understanding, firstly, of the types of support that you offer young black farmers in hopes of actually deriving commercial success.
So, Limang is really the brainchild of AFGRI, right? So, AFGRI has been in the space where they have been supporting emerging and small-scale farmers for over a number of years, right? Through this support, we've seen a lot of successes. However, a lot of the farmers that were coming out of the system were not becoming commercial, you know, and then we saw an opportunity to establish Limang Agricultural Services to really provide the necessary support to enable those farmers to become commercial, right? And the host of support that we provide really relate to how we tackle a number of challenges that they face, right? And if I can take you through a few of those,
sure.
Land, I think, you know, and not only do we refer to access to land when we speak about land, we find that a lot of the farmers don't understand the production ability of their land. So there we are able to provide support in terms of making sure that they gain knowledge into precision farming, they're able to do soil analysis, soil correction where possible, and so forth. So basically making sure that the land that they have access to can actually produce what they want to produce, right?
Yes.
Access to information, you know, we run a fully fledged training farm in Fassfontein, north of Pretoria, where we provide farmers with training, technical skills, you know, agronomy services, where farmers are really helped in understanding why certain crops behave a certain way and so forth, mentorship, you name it. You know, state-of-the-art equipment through our AFGRI equipment business. And one of the biggest challenges, when I'd like us to really tap into this, access to funding.
Mm.
You know, we enable the farmer to access funding. And I think the challenge there is really affordable funding. You know, how can the farmer be helped so that they are able to look more attractive to financiers? Because, as you know, the balance sheets of the farmers that we're looking at are not necessarily strong and
yes.
so forth. So That's really the kind of support that we provide in enabling a farmer to become commercial.
Let's touch on that. I do see that you, as Lemang, have brought it forward to the table earlier this month, in the month of April, in really trying to raise the awareness regarding financing. Where are we falling short? Is it commercial entities? Are we still looking at the land bank in order to provide funding for these black commercial farmers? And what about grants? Are we seeing any kind of angel investing and funding coming through?
So, if I've said that we at Lemang focus on farmers that have already built sort of sustainable businesses, right? And they are farming sustainably, and they're looking into really going commercial, right? And those farmers are either wanting to expand their businesses or diversify. And diversification obviously requires funding, right? But we need not forget that we are dealing with a development farmer, and therefore accessing development funds or funding that is not necessarily looking at high returns. So we're looking at patient capital, we're looking at long-term funding, specifically where we're looking at lucrative commodities, high value commodities, very capital intensive industries and so forth. So government cannot do it alone, so we need to look into the private sector to step in and really commit some sort of funding at affordable rates.
I like that you're bringing that to the table, because it does call for a collaborative effort, not only from the government, but from the private sector and even from the farmers themselves. So far, have we seen any new innovative solutions come to the fore, perhaps where farmers look to come together, put together their balance sheets, form some kind of BE trust or conglomerate, or other new funding models that actually might be of interest to many of the financial players that you work with?
Yeah, so that has been a big topical area, right? And I think from what I've said earlier, it's very clear that the only model that could really be viable is one that is more of a blended finance model, where we're combining grant funding, farmers' own finances, as well as loan funding together to form some sort of package that can alleviate a lot of pressure from the farmer, because I've mentioned a lot of areas that are challenging. If you're looking at technical skills that are challenging the farmer, and for him to also worry about pressures of repaying a loan of some sort. So blended financing has been one of the big solutions that everybody's looking into, and they as well, private sector, public sector, and the farmer themselves putting up some of their assets has been one of the areas that we're exploring as an industry.
I like that. Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, we are having a bold conversation with Marian Chikwenya. She's the head of Lemang Agricultural Services under AFGRI, an institution and organization which is there to assist black farmers with regard to seeking commercial success and really managing to access skills, financing, and market opportunities in order to grow their businesses. Marian, you've touched on quite a few critical points, especially on the funding side, which I certainly hope will be received quite well by the Afropolitan audience, to look at new ways of really trying to support the fundamentals of business as well as agriculture in South Africa. But are there additional obstacles that might be hindering the progression of black farmers in the country?
Look, I think, like I said, access to land, I must be honest, I keep going back to the funding issue, because I always say you can teach somebody to ride a bike, right? But if you don't give them a bike to ride, then those skills will be gone. So it doesn't matter how much information or skills we impart onto the farmer, but if they're not able to farm, if they can't access the funds to farm, then, they all go to waste, But I think land is one of the other big issues, and predominantly to assist the funding process, because they can use that ownership right as collateral, and that will enable them to come into the industry much easier. And then also innovation. I think a lot of the commercial farmers that we know, more white commercial farmers,
yes,
you know, they are enabled by technology and innovative, equipment and so forth. And a lot of our black commercial or near commercial farmers are not able to access that. So those are some of the other areas that we need to really look into.
Are we seeing partnerships, though, or additional mentorship programs where more experienced white farmers are trying to give an upper hand to emerging black farmers? Is that taking place yet?
That is an absolute big component of our program, right? As Limang Agricultural Services, we've got access to a host of Afri's commercial white farmers, and therefore, we always find ways to partner them together in specific areas. And it's very interesting how, we've seen so much success out of that process, you know, mm-hmm. mentorship. And we must never ever underestimate actually the participation of white commercial farmers in this whole transformation process. It's very, very vital. And Limang has recognized that within their program, and we make sure that we partner the farmer, the emerging farmer or the near commercial farmer with the commercial farmer, because mentorship is very key.
I get that. And I'm excited to hear that, because it does speak to an industry that is willing to participate in transformation and not just do it as a box-ticking exercise. On that topic of land, though, I do understand it's way too early to tell. We're still in a very uncertain market environment at the moment. But are there ongoing engagements with government? And I'm assuming some of those will continue after the elections, to get a sense of clarity with regard to the land expropriation laws in South Africa and just exactly how they will unfold, and hopefully resulting in a positive outcome for commercial black farmers.
Yeah, so we obviously, after everything that I said, you would understand that we would support the notion of land ownership and title deeds, because it's a major factor towards driving land reform within South Africa. And we look forward to the outcomes and recommendations of the expert advisory panel that our president has put together. We understand that they are very near to providing the president with some sort of report, and we look forward to what will come out of that report and how we can participate and assist the process of transformation. Mm-hmm. And hopefully out of that report we'll also see some or other, steps on the state of transformation within the sector. I mean, the Agri Codes came out in 2012, and since we haven't seen any steps in terms of what the state of transformation is within the sector. And I think that's important, because it will enable us to identify what the issues are and what we need to target in order to accelerate transformation. So we're looking forward to it.
And you can't fix what you don't know, so we need the data, we need the stats in order to be quite understanding and have a clear view of whether or not we are making progress. Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, it is Workers' Day, which is a public holiday being celebrated here in South Africa. And we are in conversation with Marian Shigwinya. She's the head of Limang Agricultural Services, talking to us about the many moves that have been implemented to really try to address the development of black farmers in South Africa who will hopefully find a commercial success. We've touched on the lack of financing. We've touched on the lack of access to land, as well as other challenges and obstacles that are plagued by black South African farmers. But I want us to put the opportunity in our hands as well, Marian, for South Africans like myself who get their vegetables from retail stores or markets. How do we play some kind of role in creating awareness that we do want food which is locally sourced and hopefully produced by a black farmer? Is there any way in which we can either rally the retailers, rally the markets, and even funding institutions to drive up the support for commercial black farmers in South Africa?
Yeah, that's a big question.
I know, and it is a tricky one, because everybody wants to get involved, but yet it seems as though the systems aren't necessarily speaking to each other just yet.
Absolutely. I think, look, there has been this big revolution around traceability and, really wanting to understand where your food is coming from and what it comprises of. And also, funny enough, on this Labor Day, understanding whether you know, it was produced through proper labor practices and so forth and so forth, you know. And so I think South Africans should continue to be very traceability savvy. Yes. You know, they should understand whether the food is good for their health, whether, you know, it's South African, you know, all of that stuff, you know. I think for us, we need to make conscious purchasing decisions, you know, in terms of understanding where our food comes from and what included in me.
You're quite right, and all it takes is a little bit of extra reading. Usually the product that you purchase does have a price, or not only a price but a tag as well, that will inform you as to where this product is sourced from. But let's also speak to the entrepreneurs within the Afropolitan audience, those who might be thinking, well, I've always had a love for nature, I've always had a love for agriculture. How can they get involved in participating as black farmers? I'm assuming they can get in touch with Limang, and how will the conversation progress from there?
Yeah, so it's very important to understand Gugu. And I think in our previous conversations, I did outline that, you know, AFGRI has been involved in emerging farmer support through Harvest Time Investments in the past couple of years. And Harvest Time Investments really assists those farmers that are entry level, new farmers that have just acquired land and they have no idea in terms of what to do, right? Mm-hmm. Limang Agricultural Services, on the other hand, is more focused on farmers that already have a farming business, and it does look viable and sustainable, but they would like to grow that business. So if you do have a farming business and you want to either diversify or look into expanding your business, you more than welcome to contact Limang on our website, afgri.co.za, and you'll find on the landing page a link towards Limang's information.
I love that. Thank you so much for your time today, Marion, and for, again, updating us on such a critical sector, not only to the South African economy, but to our livelihood as well as South Africans, because we need to eat, we need to consume in order to be productive and even to stay alive. Afropolitans, we've been in conversation with Marion Chikwenya. She is the head of Limang Agricultural Services at AFGRI, talking to us about the rate of transformation that we're managing to see within South Africa's farming space. One thing is certainly clear, we need to open up our pockets to provide more funding. We need to open up our markets as well, and of course provide the land in order for us to see the cultivation of more successful black commercial farmers in the country. And that was our conversation again with Marion Chikwenya.